Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
While global markets are wobbling in the face of US tariff hikes and economic uncertainty, here's a bit of good news for you tonight. South Africa's residential property market is quietly gaining momentum. There's some new data out from Better Bond, and average home loan values have hit a record high of 1.28 million rand. What does that mean? Well, growing buyer confidence, I imagine, and stronger income growth across the board. And it's particularly good news for first-time buyers who are entering the market in record numbers. So let's take a look at some of those trends and what they mean for the housing sector in the short to medium term. Colin Strumpfer is with me, Regional Sales Manager at Better Bond. So Colin, welcome to you. Average home loan values now at record highs. Do you think this is a sign of real recovery or just a new cycle?
Yes, thank you, Jeremy, and thank you for the time. No, we believe it's real recovery happening. Inflation where it is at the moment, obviously helping with that. Interest rates that have come down from 11.75% to 11%, and talk of potentially another interest rate hike before the end of the year, or interest rate reduction, sorry, before the end of the year. So, no, signs of a turnaround.
And interesting to see that first-time buyers, Colin, are clearly driving this momentum. What do you think is giving them more confidence?
I think the interest rate going down, obviously, that helps. So affordability suddenly becomes possible again, where maybe a year or two ago it wasn't. These first-time buyers' salaries have increased on average by 8% over the last sort of 2 years. So that's all helping as well. Confidence in the economy, inflation being low. So, you know, more or less the same sort of factors that I suppose affects all of us.
Now, your data also says that Gauteng dominates loan volumes at the moment. Why is that? And is there anywhere else where you may be seeing some surprising activity?
Yeah, so volumes in Gauteng, Johannesburg, Northwest and Southeast have always been reasonably high. So it's always a volume-driven area. And I think there's a few reasons. One that we've seen with some of our buyers is that due to the GNU that's formed, there are a few more Gautengers that are happier to stay in Gauteng and remain there and continue with their life there rather than run to the coastal areas of KZN and Cape Town and Eastern Cape. And then also a few that maybe have semigrated back to Gauteng. So we think that that's still the financial hub, and that's good to see for the country. And then other areas where there's a little bit of movement, places like Mpumalanga, the Northern Cape. And we believe this is, yes, although there's urbanization, so people coming to big cities to get jobs and work and live, they're also the reverse of that, where people are saying, well, we're a little bit tired of the cities. We want to move out a little bit. And where are there other opportunities for us to maybe get nicer, bigger, affordable properties? And we believe that's the reason for this.
Now, just in terms of procuring the mortgage itself, what is your sense? Are you seeing lenders starting to ease up on credit criteria, or is this still an issue in what is still at this point a relatively cautious market?
We haven't really seen any pullback from the financial institutions, to be quite honest. So if a client can afford the property is good, affordability is there, credit record is good, all of those things are in place. There really doesn't seem to be any issue. In actual fact, the financial institutions are fighting harder for each client. And maybe to your point that it is tougher. So if it's tougher for us, it's tougher for an estate agent to sell a property or to get stock to sell property, it's tougher for the bank. So they need to be a little bit more competitive. And we are definitely seeing that. Interest rates that they're offering and reductions in interest rates are very good. They really do compete against each other very, very well at this point.
And Colin, the sub 500,000 rand market has shrunk, looking at your data. Why is this happening, and how concerned would you be about affordability at that end of the market?
It is always a concern. I think it's a concern in the whole of South Africa. 500,000 and below properties are becoming less and less. I think there's, and that's across the board, so all over the country. I think there's less and less of these properties available, being developed. Maybe there are less and less of these clients who are willing to sell. They're just holding on because for the last year, year and a half, 2 years, maybe they weren't able to sell and buy something, you know. They'd have to buy something maybe more expensive, and the affordability just wasn't there. So it is a concern. Obviously, we want every single South African to own a property, to make their property dream come true. And we need that market to be active and to be selling so that people can move into the next year and so on and so forth. So it is a concern. You know, we need developers, we need people to go out and build these properties at those levels. It really does stimulate the whole market.
Having said that, though, house price growth is modest overall. Would that be a drag on the sector, or is that actually in the buyer's favor at the moment?
Yeah, there is properties haven't increased with great shouts at all. It is in the buyer's favor, I suppose, to a certain degree. Sellers, obviously, their house prices from a year and a half, 2 years ago is maybe more or less the same as what it was or what it is now. So, you know, you're not getting that much more. Again, we need the lower market to participate. It just rolls up into the higher markets where stock then becomes available, and then the prices of property will increase again as demand increases. Yeah, so it is difficult for somebody maybe to sell now and buy something bigger because their property value may not have increased over the last 2-3 years. But then property again is a long-term game. So, you know, properties now is worth more than they were 3-4 years ago. So there has been growth, although maybe not at the levels that people hoped they would be.
And Colin, just a final question. So what I'm hearing you say is the gears are starting to click as far as the market is concerned. So where is the next opportunity? What should both buyers and sellers be watching closely for in the coming months?
I think opportunity is there in probably all sectors. So still look for that property that's well priced within an area that you can obviously afford. The old adage, maybe buy the house, the worst house in the best area, is always a good indicator. You're going to spend some money on it, you're going to invest in it, etc. But there are opportunities out there. Stock is what we're finding is that stock is not readily available, so people are not necessarily easily selling over the last sort of 6 months. So if something comes on the market, it is well priced, so it is correctly priced and well priced, it does sell very quickly. So if you're a serious seller, listen to the property professionals. They know what the prices should be. Do your homework as well, but be realistic in terms of what you can get, and that property will sell, which will then move you on to whatever your next property is or your next investment property is. For buyers, be realistic that the property growth may not have been a lot, but people are also not going to take silly offers in terms of what the value is. So do your homework as well, as in what is a realistic value. Property professionals are supposed to be there to work for both buyer and seller, and they will guide both in the right direction.
Colin Strumpfer, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Regional Sales Manager, Better Bond, talking to us in the Western Cape. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.